ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग। बिफोर आई शेयर एनीथिंग दिस इवनिंग, आई वॉन्टेड टू गिव यू टू क्वेश्चंस टू आस्क योर सेल्फ एंड आंसर इन योर नोटबुक। द फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज सिंपल, इज ब्रह्म इन लाइफ अ लाइफ ऑफ फॉर्च्यून और लाइफ ऑफ रिनंसिएशन? That's the first question. You just have to say yes or no, that's all. Write the answer. Is Brahmin life a life of renunciation or life of fortune? Fortune. Second question. Which comes first? Renunciation or disinterest? Which comes first? Renunciation, you have to renounce something to have disinterest, or you must have disinterest to renounce something. So, did you write? So I would like to ask you, you can just raise your hand, how many of you feel BK life is a life of renunciation? Raise your hand. It's a life of renunciation? Nobody is raising the hand. Huh? That means you all agree BK life is a life of fortune. Okay. Then why, when people see any BK around the world, they are scared? They want to run away 10 miles away. Why? Because they don't want to become a BK. Because they think it is a life of renunciation. But we think it's a life of fortune. But they don't see the fortune. If they would have seen on our face the fortune, as Baba spoke the other day, they cannot resist becoming without becoming BK. We believe it is a fortune life, but still it is not shown on our face. We are not image of fortune, we are image of renunciation. Why? Because face is the index of the mind. What do you think in your mind that reflects on the face? So what do you think whole day in Brahmin life? What you have renounced? You believe it's a life of fortune, but we contemplate a lot during the day on all the things that we have renounced. Oh, after coming to Baba, we have to wake up every morning. Not even one day we can sleep. We have to cook food with our own hand. We can't, eat outside. Many things what we have renounced, we keep on thinking. So our renunciation is shown on the face. The fortune star is hidden. So if you want to inspire people to create fortune like yours, what you have to do? think about attainments. Oh, after coming to Baba, I have attained this also, I have attained that also, I have got this also. You know? So what happens? You become embodiment of attainments. And that will automatically reflect on your face like image of fortune. So from today, start to do that. Think about all you have attained, because in comparison to what you have received, you haven't renounced anything. If you give stone to somebody and they give you diamond, what would you say? I got diamond. You don't say, I gave stone. Because the value of diamond is more than the stone, is it not? So I have to count whole day intoxication on what I have received. We even sing the song, Oh Baba, after attaining you, I have attained everything, the sky, the sun, the moon, everything belongs to me. Then why is that? That is not reflected. Now the second question I gave you was, what comes first? Okay, there is no fortune created without renunciation. That is why in Laukik world they say, see your fortune in the mirror of renunciation. No renunciation, no fortune. But of course we know, comparison to what you have renounced, what you have got is much more. So what is the definition of renunciation? Renunciation is to let go of something that is not useful for us, that is giving trouble, that is not of use for us, so we just let go. It is letting go. Like you sweep your house, collect the rubbish and put it in the waste paper basket. Don't keep the dust in your locker, locking, because it is useless. But then sometimes what we have renounced pulls us back. You know, there are many people, when they come in contact with BKs, they will wake up in the morning, they become vegetarian, they wear white clothes, they change. But then after some time, with bad company, influence of atmosphere, they go back to the old life. So that means there was only renunciation from the head, not from the heart. It was not disinterest. It was only renunciation. So from experience we can say, first you need to have disinterest and then renunciation. When you renounce something, after having had disinterest, that renunciation is permanent. Renunciation is also of three types. Renunciation, great renunciation, complete renunciation. So complete renunciation means you forget the name and trace of what you have renounced. To renounce the consciousness of renunciation, that is only possible when you have unlimited disinterest. So when we hear the word unlimited disinterest, many Brahmins think having no interest. No interest in service, no interest in anything, No, that is not the meaning. Unlimited disinterest means unlimited interest. From limited, you go on to the unlimited. You go beyond. So, Bhaktada has mentioned two things which you can underline about the importance of unlimited disinterest in Brahmin life. One is the foundation of having tapasya is unlimited disinterest, not just renunciation. Unless you have really an attitude of unlimited disinterest, you cannot have tapasya. Second thing Bhaktada has mentioned is, when all the people on this earth have unlimited disinterest for this world, the gate to the soul world will open, the world will transform. In other words, the key for opening the doors to Parandham is unlimited disinterest. People will have just disinterest, but Baba's children will have unlimited disinterest, behad ke vairagya, in their attitude. So check yourself, have I imbibed this quality, unlimited attitude of disinterest? So I'm going to share with you 7 definitions. So on the basis of that meaning of disinterest, unlimited disinterest, what it means. So the first meaning of unlimited disinterest is detachment and loving. See, you are totally detached and extremely loving because you don't have any interest. So totally detached and extremely loving is equal to attitude of unlimited disinterest. Second definition, unlimited disinterest dictionary word is, you know, they call dispassionate. That means all your passion is dissolved. That is an attitude of unlimited disinterest. Vairagya and rag, rag and vairag, dispassionate is disinterest. So all your passion is totally dissolved. The third definition, unlimited disinterest, means the four corners, your intellect is lifted completely from all four corners. Just like a boat, unless the anchor is lifted, it cannot move. So the four corners that brings unlimited disinterest is the consciousness of the body, the consciousness of the bodily relation, the consciousness of objects, and the consciousness of strong old sanskara. So all these four corners, we have to lift our intellect. No? Dadi Prakashmani used to say, why sansara is not changed, the world is not changed? because we do have this interest for the body. We know this body is perishable. No, we have this interest to the bodily relations. We have this interest to the worldly objects. What we don't have that is not bringing total transformation is disinterest for my old sanskara. How do you know you don't have disinterest for old sanskara? Even today we talk about our old sanskara as my sanskara. You know, when we get angry, when we are influenced, and when somebody tells you this is not good, oh, this is my sanskara, this is my nature, my old sanskara. As if it is, you own it. So that means you don't have this interest. You keep it with you and use it from time to time, not realizing it does not belong to you. It is a stolen stuff, Ravan's property. It's not mine. That's why Baba had mentioned once that if you want to say my old sanskara, so go back to your original eternal sanskara, your soul world, golden age sanskara, that is your oldest sanskara. This is not the one. So because we have not transformed them, we have kept it as a pocket money still. So the world is taking time to change. So I need to talk to myself. I need to really talk to myself. How much, how to create disinterest to this old sanskara? Three questions you can ask yourself. First of all, identify today. What is your oldest song sanskara so you can create disinterest for it? So first question you can ask is, how much deception I have experienced by using this sanskara in my personal life from time to time. Talk to yourself, sit in solitude, go deep, go into your childhood. Since you are born, you have this sanskara in you and you have been using it in your laukic life, godly life, even center life, whatever. And second question, how much obstacle I have caused in my relationship, whether it is laukic relationship, social relationship, work relationship, godly relationship. This sanskara of mine have been really an obstacle. So I really need to feel enough is enough now. Remove it. You know, this is called disinterest. Enough is enough. And third, how much obstacle I have brought into Baba's yajna using this old sanskara of mine. You know, actually, if you look into the present time, not many obstacles are coming from outside in the yajna, in Baba's home. Most of the obstacles are coming because of our sanskaras. You agree? Right? In the beginning, obstacles used to come from outside people. But nowadays, it is mostly from Brahmins. Because we come under the influence and then we have clashes, we have conflict, and somebody has to come and release us from that. So spend some time while you are here answering these questions and tell yourself, enough, I have gone astray, I have been wandering, I have been creating trouble to people. I don't want it. I want to be protector of the yajna. I want to be helper of God. Don't want. So you pull it out from there and throw it into the fire of yoga. You know, when I realize this from the depth of my heart, then Baba will also forgive me. Now still there is time for God to forgive us, because still he is in the teacher form. When he will take the form of a Sadguru, we don't know what will happen. So the second meaning of unlimited disinterest is, third meaning of unlimited disinterest is to lift my consciousness from all four corners and become free bird to fly whenever I want, wherever I want, as long as I want. So the fourth meaning of having an attitude of unlimited disinterest means Icha matram avidya. Become ignorant of the word desire. You know, the one who has unlimited disinterest have no desire, no expectation, no disappointments. So check yourself, you know, is there any desire still I have? So that means there is not the attitude of unlimited disinterest. So that is why I cannot have volcanic yoga. You cannot have volcanic yoga until you have unlimited disinterest, you know, free from desires. See, deities have everything because they don't have any desire. It's a law in the drama. The more you don't want something, what you want, you will get. The more you go after fulfilling your desire, you get disappointed. Once Avyakt Bhavdada said, trying to fulfill your desire is like trying to catch your own shadow. Can you ever catch your shadow? Cannot. There is no end to the desire. One finish, another will come. So that is called unlimited disinterest. Number five, the method, the meaning of unlimited disinterest is no attachment, no inclination, no attraction, no pull, no push. It's a kind of a neutral stage. You know, upram in Hindi. Upram, beyond everything. So, am I experiencing stage of being beyond? You don't need to go to the forest to have that. You know, I was listening to a story today by one of the brothers. There was a person, you know, who was forced to take sannyas, and he was living in an ashram. And when he was tested, why did you become a sannyasi? He said, it was not my desire, but I was forced to be. But I always liked to have a wife. I want to experience a family life, but I was forced to. So if I have an opportunity, I want to go back and lead a family life. You know, that is like you know, limited this interest by force. So I have to ask myself, have I become a Brahmin by choice or by force? Nobody asked me to become a Brahmin. I choose to be a Brahmin because I like this life. So then I must continue with the principles, maryadas, everything, isn't it? So which means one Baba and none other. Just like today you heard, Pitavrata, faithful to the father. Pativrata, faithful to the husband, means unadulterated love, unadulterated remembrance. That is unlimited disinterest. No attraction, no attachment, no pull, no push, no likes, no dislikes. So that is a very highest stage. Then you can be Upram. You can live with Ram who lives upstairs. Uparwala, Ram ke saath. But your feet of intellect should be lifted beyond. Another definition is a life based on sadhana. And not sadhan. That is unlimited disinterest. You know, you may have all the facilities, but you don't depend, you are not subservient to any of the facilities you have. If you don't have, and you say, I have disinterest, that is not any great thing, right? You don't have anyway. But you have all facilities, but yet you are not subservient, you are not dependent. You know, you are totally independent. You know, your life is based on spiritual endeavor. What it means? Renunciation and tapasya. That is called spiritual endeavor. See, Baba made dadis in Karachi to have these practices when they had everything. No, 15 days Baba trained them to eat only buttermilk and millet roti. Of course, someone who could not manage, they ran away from Baba. But those who had faith, they stayed, and they stayed on until now. So it is no dependency on devices. Baba has been warning us a lot. All these devices that you are using is going to go away one day. You have to live on the basis of your sadhana. Sadhana is a kind of penance. It's not like punishing. It's a penance. So unless you have disinterest, how can you do penance? You know, the rishis and munis in the corporate, they did have that. They lived in the caves without any facilities. They did not tell anyone, I'm going to sit in the cave, you supply me food and you come and give me this. Nothing. It was no advertisement. But they had Rajopradhan stage, Rajopradhan purity, their connection was with the Brahm element, but still they had some power. So the power of their tapasya created such an atmosphere that people were able to identify there is some tapasvi sitting in the cave. So they made the vibrations as a road map to reach out to them and provide their needs. Not only that, animals around these sannyasis, they became tame. You know? So what is the power of disinterest on the basis of tapasya? tapasya is not just sitting for 8 hours. It is under, without using any facilities, you use your love for Baba, faith in Baba, to continue your godly life. So that is disinterest. And lastly, unlimited attitude of disinterest means to go beyond the consciousness of I and mine. There is no I, there is no mine in this awareness. Everything is merged in one Baba. And that is why, you know, at the end, we are able to embrace, other people are able to embrace the whole world as one family. So it is not dry. You know, some people think unlimited disinterest is, you know, it's like a hard thing to do. But actually, it is something that we practice in Brahmin life with lot of love for Baba. It's creating fire of love in which we are totally lost and transformation happens. So now, what are some of the methods we can use in Brahmin life as our practice, as our important practice to reach this stage of having unlimited disinterest? So number one, we hear in Sakar Murlis many times, many times, Baba tells us, this world is like a graveyard. Have you heard? That means everybody is already dead, not going to die, but they are already dead, turned into ashes. So when you go to a crematorium to cremate a body, how do you feel at that time? Disinterest for life. Ayo, one day I am also going to die like this. They are going to bring me here and they burn the body and go away. You know, that is called crematorium disinterest. Temporary disinterest. As long as we are in that environment, okay, but by the time you come out of the crematorium, Om Shanti. Then you start to fight, oh, I and mine, you and yours, story begins. But Baba doesn't want us to have crematorium disinterest. That is not going to help you to transform, but disinterest for good. So see the world, first of all, as a graveyard. Everybody is dead. Nobody is alive. Who is going to attach their heart to the dead body? Actually, people are so scared to look at the dead body. Dead body is not going to do anything to you. It's already dead. So, I have to create that disinterest by changing my vision towards the world as a graveyard. It's not a place I should attach my heart. It's going to go. You know? So, in order to have that attitude, what practice I do, what practice we can do is, don't see what you see with your eyes. And see what you don't see. That is the one practice to create disinterest. See what you don't see and don't see what you see. What are the three things you don't see? Soul. Soul world. Baba. So only see this through your third eye. If your third eye is open, you will see only three strings. So you are not going to attach your heart to anything, anybody, anybody. So automatically you are free. That is one yukti. That's why Baba says, see, don't see. Hear, don't hear. Already dead. No point. The second practice I need to have in order to create that disinterest is nothing is mine. We came empty-handed and we have to go home empty-handed. So I came alone, I will go alone. Don't take ownership of anything. You will feel sorrow. Live as a trustee. You are only given to look after. So not to get attached saying this is mine. It is dishonesty. Something that is given to you in trust, if you start owning, that is being dishonest. It is not good for me. So just to remember, I am a trustee. Whatever I have is given. So I just have to take care of it as a trustee, but nothing is mine. So that means I am alone, even this body is not mine, let alone other things. So I will be able to detach very fast and go beyond. This is the best practice for the present time. I should be able to go beyond my body, bodily relations, bodily objects in a second. If any of those things pulls on my intellect, that shows your dependency, your attachment. So when you leave your body, that thing will come. The one that you are depending, the one which you have attachment, that will bother you. It will not allow you to leave your body easily and smoothly. So the second practice is, I am a trustee, nothing is mine. I came alone, I have to go alone. So in that way, I live in the body, but not of the body. Even the body itself is in trust. You know, what else? Other things. Because nowadays I find Brahmins can easily detach from body and bodily relations, but they got more attachment to worldly objects. Things made out of matter attract their intellect and separate them from Baba. Is that true? That is why Ramayana, they talk about Sita being separated from Rama because she got attracted to the golden deer. So there is no disinterest, there is attraction. So that does not mean that if you have physical facilities, you cannot use, by all means use it, but not with the attitude, I like it. Underline that word. I enjoy it. So if you are using the physical facilities with that, when you don't have it, you become desperate. Your mind and intellect become desperate without it because you became dependent. So this is a very subtle point to practice in our life. We will only know about it. Other people don't know. No, I just give you a very vivid example how much we are dependent on little things. You know, one day one sister was telling, Today I did not have good Amrit Vela, sister. Why? Because I did not drink coffee. Because there was no milk. So I could not have good Amrit Vela. Is that right to say that? So it shows that little coffee makes you dependent to such an extent, disconnect from Baba. There is nothing wrong if you drink coffee before Amrit Vela, is nothing wrong. But not dependent. You know, not make, become subservient to that habit. Because then I will not be able to remember Baba. This is just a simple example, but there could be many more like that. So to create an attitude of unlimited disinterest, I have to develop unlimited interest. You know, when you develop unlimited interest, you let go of limited disinterest. You know, which is like wanting something. Even though not necessarily objects, the subtlety, I want name, I want fame, I want position, I need attention. If I don't get it, I get upset, I get disturbed, I get depressed. All this is what? Dependency, isn't it? So I need to develop so much of self-respect. This is very important dharana for creating an attitude of unlimited disinterest. You know, I am unique. You remain seated in the seat of your highest elevated self-respect. For example, I am a Rajarishi. So this title, this self-respect, is such a wonderful title that can create disinterest very easily. Because on one side, Raja means king, owner, master. So you are in control of all your senses, sense organs, mind, intellect, sanskara, Raja. But at the same time, Rishi. Rishi means someone who is totally detached from the body, bodily relationships, and yet live in the body. The word Rishi represents purity. So this is a beautiful seat of self-respect to be seated in order to create an attitude of unlimited disinterest. Because when I know I am a Rishi, I don't have any dependency, I don't have any inclination, I don't have desire, expectation. You know, Rishi means renunciate, live in seclusion. So automatically I have that disinterest. I am not dependent on anything. At the same time, I am Raja. But I am in control of my sense organs and my body. So, I am able to exercise the power of my mind. I can take the power of my mind wherever I want, whenever I want, as long as I want. So that is why Bhaktadada said, unlimited disinterest is the basis of tapasya. No, we used to use three words, right? Tyag, tapasya and seva. But disinterest is lost somewhere there. So tapasya means concentration on one, ek vrata, is possible only when you have this interest. Ek baap dusra na koi. One baba and none other. So immediately you can catch where you have attraction, where you have attachment, where you have desire, because it comes in deep yoga to bring you down. I remember once Dadi Gulzar gave a class. Four things are important in order to experience seed stage. You know, the highest stage of yoga, Bindu stage, seed stage. You can have conversation with Baba, you can churn knowledge, you can be soul conscious, but the stage in which your sins are being burned, the fire of yoga, is Bindu stage. To stabilize myself in that stage, I need four practical dharana. First of all is total purity. So understand the depth of purity. If there is anything lacking in purity, my yoga of intellect cannot be connected. And second is power of truth. God is truth. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. So if there is something lacking in my truth, like Sunday Murli is very good for us to read again to understand the importance of power of truth. So I need to have power of truth. Very important to stick to that stage. And thirdly, unlimited disinterest. Attitude of unlimited disinterest. Nothing, no one can pull my intellect. My feet of the intellect can be lifted beyond at my will. And lastly, Srimad. No mix of Manmat or Paramat. I can satisfy myself to some extent. I am following Srimad. But in yoga, you know yourself. Because when there is any mixture, either Manmat or Paramat, my yoga of intellect is disconnected. I cannot connect with Baba. You know, that is the instant punishment that I receive because of mixing Manmat and Paramat. So pay attention to these four dharana. Don't take it in an ordinary way to create the fire of yoga where the sins can be incinerated. What is fire of yoga? A stage of yoga in which you are lost. You are totally lost in Baba's love. Or you are totally merged in the ocean. You become one. How long I can stay in that? The longer you can stay, it shows clearly that you have an attitude of unlimited disinterest. So give yourself challenge sometimes. You know, we know Baba, we know the home, we know Baba's qualities, we know Baba's relationship. Why is that I cannot hold Baba in my heart, in my intellect, as long as I want? Why it drops? You know? So I should give myself a challenge and check and change. So this is why, you know, when people hear this word, disinterest, the connotation is so different from play one person to another. But actually it is unlimited interest. You know? To belong to one and another. So in that way, we begin to experience super sensuous joy. What is the end product of having unlimited disinterest? Atindriya Sukh. Bliss. How many of you have experienced? You know what is bliss? You have to go beyond the sense organs and the senses. Once Jagdish Bhai said, many Brahmins, they go beyond sense organs, but not beyond senses. They indulge in senses, sense of touch, sense of sound, sense of sight, sense of taste, you know. So when I become subservient to the senses, my unlimited disinterest is not complete. You know, that is why I often tell BKs, see, eat tasty food. Don't indulge in eating. Say they make samosa. Eat 2 samosa, enough. You can't eat 10 samosa because you like it. That is indulging in the taste. Then sound. You know, we can't put the Walkman all the time walking around listening. We're creating sensation, enjoying the sensation. We are indulging in the sensation. It is also lust. Any kind of indulgence is lust. Sex is not the only lust. So I have to create disinterest there also. Yeah, you can listen to Murli once a day, but you must not indulge in sound, indulge in touch, you know, sensations. So I have to go beyond the senses and sense organs in order to experience Atindriya Sukh, happiness beyond senses. So this evening, when we have 7 to 7:30 meditation, we try to experiment with some of these things. Especially, we take up the seat of self-respect today, all of us. I am a Raja Rishi. That's the best seat you can experience Atindriya Sukh, having unlimited disinterest. Because you are a king, at the same time you are a Rishi. So you are able to remain lost in Baba's love and fly light, experiencing bliss and super sensuous happiness. So are you ready for that experience? Okay, so it is nearly 7 o'clock, so we can sit straight, and the next half an hour, close the 3 doors. I don't want any movement in the hall. Close the 3 doors, keep 1 door open, one way. Consciousness of the body, consciousness of the bodily relation, consciousness of the worldly objects. 3 doors, closed and locked. Only 1 door open, Baba. See whether you can manage to allow all your thoughts to go through that door and you experience yourself in front of Baba in Parandham, taking the rays of love from Baba and getting lost. merged in His love. That is volcanic yoga. Get lost and disappear. That is the definition of volcanic yoga. Nothing else. So can we do that now? Get lost and disappear. But not to go to sleep, because when you go to sleep also you disappear. But this is awakening stage. So let us fly to Baba and for half an hour experiment with what we have heard. Om Shanti. Back up your mind. Om Shanti. Back up your mind and intellect from everything physical and consider yourself to be seated on a very elevated seat of self-respect. I am Raj Rishi. When I see myself seated on this elevated seat, I feel very pure. I am Raja and also Rishi. I am the ruler of all my sanskaras, my senses, mind, intellect, nature, all sense organs. I have complete right over them. Rishi means being beyond the body, detached, totally detached. On one side, I have the right over myself. At the same time, I am also a renunciate. I am totally in control of myself. I don't have any desires, no attachments. I have total disinterest. All these are given for my spiritual progress and to become an embodiment of success. The more I go beyond all this, I experience myself as a flying yogi, beyond the body, beyond the heat of various forms of Maya, I am a flying yogi. I feel myself experience becoming very light. There is total feeling of an attitude of unlimited disinterest. From the corporeal, I move to the subtle, and from the subtle to the incorporeal worlds. I am seeing myself detached from all and lost in Baba. Me and my Baba in the soul worlds. I see myself in Parandham, in front of Baba. I am in my Karmatit stage. In this Karmatit Swarup, I experience myself multi-million fortunate. I am lost in Baba's love, the ocean of love. Shiva Baba sends me rays of love. I am receiving rays of love from the ocean of love. I have the fortune of experiencing God's love. Remain lost in this love. Remain merged in Baba's love. In this, I feel the super sensuous happiness. I have become worthy for God's love. This God's love is burning all my weaknesses, and I am experiencing all attainments. In this incorporeal form, I begin to experience being egoless and viceless. I am beyond and above with the attitude of total unlimited disinterest and flying with God's rays of love, returning to my eternal form and eternal state. Stay lost, merged in the love, and let God's love do the magic. Om Shanti.